Sukele aklene fun breitelach gemeine hab ich mir asukele gimach vadechtem da mit a bisseles haar. Sitz ich mir in Sokele beina, badecht dem da, mit a bisseles haar. Sitz ich mir in Sokele beina,
well, welcome to another hour of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. In the background, we hear the Rabbi Sons with a sukkala. This is Charlie Bernhout. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. For those of you who are wondering about Cantor's World and our Shabbaton that's going to be taking place at the Woodcliff Lake Hilton, December 29th, 30th, and 31st. And we're finalizing the details, but it's a go, a 99% a go. And those of you who have given me indications of your interest, within a week, I'll be sending you all the information, all the details about this incredible Shabbaton that will mark the return of Cantor's World. Benny and I are very hopeful for this revival, and I know many of you have been waiting for it, as we have, and the time is ripe right now. So put down on your calendars the 29th, the 30th, the 31st. For those of you who have already contacted me and told me of your interest, I have your emails. But for those of you who have not contacted me, just send me, let's see, cbjmusic@aol.com and just put Shabbaton, and you'll be on the distribution list to make sure that you get all the information. cbjmusic@aol.com and Shabbaton. Well, here it is, Sukkot. And I'm just thinking, the past few years, we've had a lot of rainy days during this period, but looks like we're in good shape for a change. Perhaps a little cool at night, but we'll take that versus the rain, won't we? I was in Crown Heights yesterday, Sunday, and it was just wonderful to see all the tables lined up with all the lulav and esrogs and so forth, and the activity is very, very wonderful sight to behold. Didn't get a chance to go over to Borough Park, 13th Avenue, but I know that they're lined up there also. So we're getting ready for a couple more holidays, and pretty soon we'll be a little holidayed out. But the Shabbaton, some of the most successful events that Cantor's World ran during our reign, if you will, was the Shabbatons. Complete immersion into the great world of Chazanut. Great world of Chazanut. Okay, speaking of the great world of Chazanut, let's get right to the Chazanas. This is Aaron Shlomo Weissman. I have to tell you, I've been trying so hard to find information about him. I just know that he's in Israel. And he has some pretty good stuff. Let's hear Hashir Shehalvaim, Aaron Shlomo Weissman.
Shabbos,
Okay, Aaron Shlomo Weissman with Hashir Shehalveim. I got to play Vagodas. He certainly is the master at this. Let's hear Mim Komcha. Aaron Shlomo Weissman.
Oh, is God all. This is God all. This is God all.
This is God all.
This is God all. This is God.
Okay, Aaron Shlomo Weitzman. One more, Rosenblatt, Rabbi Yishmael Omar.
Thank you.
Klal obrano brado klal klal obrado klal. Ya todan eno gen apelat. Mikalal she yotzuret lifrat. O mi perat she atzarich Shayo bichlol veyotzo min haklol lelamed loy lelamed el atzvo yotzo eilo eino lelamed eino lelamed al haklol kolo yotzo. Shoye bichlol veyotzu litoin toyen echor veyotzu litoin toyen echor toyen echor chiyuchin yunoy toyen echor chiyuchin yunoy yotzu leyokevel veloy leyachmir. Soy foy, the queen is in a gizzard,
Shlomo Weissman. And next, we're going to be hearing from Charles Bloch. Let me tell you a little bit about the cantor Bloch. He was born in 1911 in Brooklyn. At the encouragement of his parents, he began singing at an early age, catching the ear of a choir director at the Talmud Torah Toras Moshe in Brooklyn at the age of six. Shortly thereafter, the family moved to Harlem near the First Hungarian Hebrew Congregation of Tzedek, pulpit of the famed cantor Yasala Rosenblatt. After successfully auditioning for Rosenblatt's choir, Bloch became a regular fixture soloing as a boy alto for the next 9 years. Bloch was elected cantor at Temple Emmanuel of Borough Park in 1944 and served there till 1949. When he became cantor of Temple B'nai Shalom in Rockville Center, Long Island, that's from 59 to 67, he officiated at the Jewish Center of Kew Garden Hills, where he succeeded the late Jacob Kusevitsky, until he was called to Temple Anshe Chesed in Manhattan, where he remained until his retirement in 1984. He was born in 1911, as I mentioned. He died in 2005 at the age of 94. Our first selection of Charles Bloch, we're going to be hearing. Let me just make sure that this is, you have to bear with me 1 second. I have to just change this. Slight technical problem. Okay, the first selection will be Shomea Kol Bichyos, a composition by Raisin and Bloch. Is this going to be correct? Shomei Kol Bichyos. Okay.
Mikol gezei rois achas
Charles Bloch. I don't know if it's Bloch or Bloch. I'll have to check that. Let's hear Rappaport's Elu Devorim. This is cantor Charles Bloch.
Come on.
Okay, we've been listening to Charles Bloch. I have to get the pronunciations right because B-L-O-C-H, I don't know if it's Bloch or Block, and I'm having a problem with Shimon Wallace, W-A-L-L-E-S, is if it's Wales or Wallace. You'll forgive me, I really should, I should know that. We're going to hear Shimon Wallace, who was born in Melbourne, Australia. He's 36 years old. He's considered an extraordinary wedding and concert singer, but he also served as a chazan in Israel, Germany, and Australia. We heard Vita's Mimkomcha earlier with Aaron Shlomo Weissman, and let's hear Shimon Wallace, Vita. Interpretation of Mimkomcha.
Leo
is God. This is God. This is God.
We'll next hear Hamaavir Bonov, again Shimon Wallace. This is an Eisenstadt Dovid Kusovitsky collaboration, if you will. Okay, let's get to this.
Yeah.
hope you enjoyed that. Shimon Wallace, Hashem Moloch, next Rosenblatt's composition, Hashem Moloch.
Hashem Moloch Yeyus Lovesh Yeyus Lovesh Lovesh Adoshem
Hey, do you see?
Shimon Wallace. Okay, we're going to go a little over now. We're going to hear Yosef Schlisky, who was born in 1894. He died in 1955, but in 1940, when he was 46 years old, he suffered a stroke and became an invalid. Just a little of his background. In the old country, unscrupulous choir leaders were known to cajole, bribe, and even kidnap talented mishmarim to augment their choirs. Schlisky fell into the hands of an exceptionally deceitful character who whisked him away under false pretenses to Toronto from his native Poland. This was at the age of 10. At 13, however, he was already earning money as a cantorial soloist and eventually brought his parents over to the New World. And he spent much of his time in Toronto. Okay, also, not quite sure what other shuls, but that's Joseph Schlisky. Let's go to what's the next selection? Anna Bekoach. This is classic Schlisky.
Oh, yeah. الرحل الرحم
Shlisky, one more selection. Omer Rabbi Elazar. Joseph Schlisky, and this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed this music, and hope that you're having a wonderful holiday. So many holidays, it's just a great period. So shalom, everyone. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Any comments or requests?